Safety concerns have forced Ports of Auckland to suspend its automation program after it lost control of a massive robotic straddle carrier that moves shipping containers around. In a statement, the port says a software fault saw the 70-tonne machine smack one container into a stack of others. No one was hurt in the incident, but the program's suspended pending further investigation, and the port says it's increasing manual operations to keep freight moving. The beleaguered port has been under the microscope over serious safety concerns and delays unloading freight. Well, Chris Edwards is from the Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders Federation and joins me now. Kia ora, Chris. What does this all mean for you guys?
It means a number of things. I've got to say the sad thing is, Lisa, it's not the only issue this week that's facing the import and export supply chain. It probably doesn't even make the top three currently, but look, beleaguered is a great word for the port. They've had one bad bit of news after the other. I guess putting it in perspective, though, what they're trying to do is almost, I guess, impossible in a working environment. They want to test what they've got, the automation and those sorts of things, but the port has to carry on working, so it's very difficult to make that work, it seems to me.
So they say that they're upping, the manual side of the operation, going back to old school, suspending the automation. Are you going to get stuff faster or slower as a consequence of that?
I'll tell you what, go back a step. Getting stuff into New Zealand at the moment is so problematic that even the issues at the port, as I say, aren't really the main thing we're focusing on at the moment. You would have heard about congestion in southern China, all sorts of things. Vessels are so late in coming that it's almost, I wouldn't say a non-issue, that's not fair, but it's not the major issue right now. But put into perspective, look, manual working is absolutely necessary to get these containers off, and the poor old truckies waiting at the port for too much longer, they won't appreciate it either. So I'm glad the port are doing the manual thing rather than stopping completely, which they will have to do at some point, of course, to get this thing working.
You've touched on this, but tell us, what have the last few months been like?
I used the phrase, I think, earlier on your show, Lisa, of the whack-a-mole supply chain. It is a whack-a-mole supply chain. This morning I came into work, found that quite a number of the shipping lines are not accepting bookings to New Zealand from Europe at the moment because of congestion. We've had an email this afternoon from one of the shipping lines saying, you know what, our empty container depots are full, therefore please pay to dehire them in Tauranga or Northport. And so the Ports of Auckland, like I say, it's an issue, but it's one of many at the moment. And the poor client, whether they're an importer or especially if they're an exporter who can't get their gear out, they are really struggling at the moment.
So hang on a minute. No bookings from Europe?
Because of the congestion issues coming through Yantian and the southern ports, the only really way to circuit break that is to take a break, for want of a better term. So ex-UK, for example, three of the lines have said they're suspending container bookings for up to 2 or 3 weeks to give the congestion a chance to ease. These are all things that start at the beginning of the supply chain. By the time it finally gets there, yes, there are issues at the ports of Auckland, but they're by no means the only issue.
Okay, if it's a 2 to 3 week sort of cooling off period because there's too much going on, they're overwhelmed there. By the time you get your stuff to New Zealand, how far has that extrapolated out from 2 to 3 weeks?
I've been sitting on a client recently, and we've added another 40 days to their supply chain. So, and that's coming in from Europe as well. And that's potentially on the conservative side. It is so hard to predict when goods are coming or even leaving that the poor exporters, particularly the medium-sized ones, they've been waiting 4, 5, 6 weeks to even get a booking out of this country, let alone see it leave on time. So both ends of the supply chain are in a lot of trouble at the moment in this country. And I tell you what, thank God for the high Kiwi dollar, because otherwise importers would be in an even a worse situation.
Okay, so that brings us to the money. How much more is it costing to get your stuff here or out?
Yeah, look, I saw numbers of an increase of 500% in the past 12 months. It's a real spot auction market for freight rates at the moment coming in, and if you want your gear here, you're having to pay. Traditionally, shipping had contracts in it that you could rely on, but those contracts are pretty much suspended as it's a free-for-all trying to get your gear in or out. But particularly out, Lisa, I know it's not the focus of this interview, but the exporting community are really struggling to get anything out of New Zealand at the moment. And if we want an export-led recovery, as the cliche goes, I'm not sure how that's going to be achieved.
So for goods coming in, Chris, if you're saying there's massive percentage increases with your costs, right?
Yes.
Our listeners are going to want to know, when am I going to start paying more as a consequence?
I think they already are, and I think there's been quite a lot of signals in the market, even from the Reserve Bank, that inflation is inevitable. But it seems to me there are three types of commodities, at least across the client bases that I see. There's the commodity that you can change your price almost overnight on, like fuel. There's commodities that have huge margins in them, which can sustain higher freight rates. And then there's the bulk of stuff coming in, which really can't. And I've had some clients pull pull importing programs for the moment because they simply can't make any money out of the costs. Exporting is not quite the same in that the rates are certainly lower, but they're also affected by higher prices.
Hey, I don't want to be the Grinch because it's only, what, June? But let's talk Christmas for a second, Chris.
Well, yeah. Look, Christmas, if you haven't ordered your Christmas stock now as a big importer, and I think most of them have, they're aware of the problems. We spend all day delivering bad news, at least I can assure you. It's a very challenging time, to use a terrible cliche. But the funny thing is, in most of our client base, it's not reflected in the P&L. They're having a very successful financial period, but there's no column in the P&L for tiredness and weariness and stress, and I think there's a lot of that about if you're an importer or an exporter at the moment.
So seriously, if you have not anticipated your needs for Christmas in terms of your stock, are you pretty much saying you're looking for a Christmas miracle to get it on time?
It'll depend where it's coming from, but let's say you're importing from the United States, which is a real basket case at the moment for exporting. It's in a terrible mess. I would say if it's not on the water by probably July at best, you'll struggle to get in here in time. And I don't want to be negative, gee, I hope I'm wrong, but what we're seeing is a significant lengthening of the supply chain and no end in sight, no circuit breaker, no silver bullet. So coming back to the ports of Auckland, even they have to shut down for a period of time to finish an automation project. I suspect they're putting that further and further back in the year based on what's happened today. So that won't help when the time comes either.
Yeah, so add your overseas problems, all the issues that you've read out there in the shopping list, and now complications at the ports of Auckland. Happy days for you guys then?
Oh, happy days. I mean, if you read the budget a couple of weeks back, you wouldn't think there's any problem in the supply chain, but I can assure you there is, and it's a pretty stressful time for a lot of clients.
Really appreciate you joining us this evening. That is Chris Edwards from the Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders Federation.